truly WHB. Kansas City, Missouri.
We interrupt this program for a WHB News Bulletin.
News comes first on WHB.
The murder in Memphis on Thursday provoked disorder in Kansas City, Kansas on Friday. Unrest in Kansas City, Missouri for the weekend, and riots on Tuesday. On Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, more of the same. This is Bud Carter, WHB News Director, with a capsule chronology of Kansas City's Holy Week riots, as reported by WHB News, as heard and acclaimed by the people. Tuesday's disorder started when the students, as if on prearranged signal, poured from the schools in the city's ghettoed east side. It was, they said, a protest against the system's failure to close the schools for Dr. King's funeral. It soon became an excuse for lawlessness. School principal James Boyd surrendered his school for fear of violence.
Outside, there were a number of things happening that were certainly threatening as far as we were concerned. Many people we did not know outside the building.
Less than an hour later, the school board closed the mall. WHB listeners got the word first.
From the Board of Education this afternoon, we are announcing, on the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, Mr. James A. Hazlitt, that school be dismissed.
Another hour later, as groups and gangs milled about, the National Guard was summoned.
Here in the state capitol, Governor Warren Hearn says he's ordering elements of the National Guard to Kansas City. The governor told newsmen, "We've been in contact with the mayor and police chief in Kansas City this morning. My move at this point," he said, is...
Kansas City Mayor Ilas Davis, who had often boasted of the city's good dialogue, took the air to appear for calm.
"I'm sorry that there was any tear gas, and actually, I'd say 95-98% of the students were very orderly and very restrained. They were mostly high school students from...
The police chief, former FBI man Clarence Kelly, assured troubled Kansas Citizens his office would be open for discussions with the youths.
"I will be very happy, and I feel it's certainly my duty to meet with any group which wants to talk over the possibilities of..."
But if the troubled East Side was listening, they weren't buying. A disorder graduated to bold defiance, and a worried mayor labeled the situation a state of emergency. He ordered the first curfew in the history of the city.
"I, Ilas W. Davis, mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, by virtue of the power vested in me by the provisions of the city charter and the city ordinances, do hereby declare and determine that due to mob action and civil disobedience, a state of emergency exists within the city of Kansas City, Missouri. And I do hereby order and direct the following emergency regulations to be effective immediately, to wit. 1. A curfew is hereby ordered from..."
It was too late. The problems that had been brewing had boiled over before the lid had been clamped. A businessman, a Negro, fired one of the first shots. A looter, using the guise of a fallen civil rights leader as his excuse, was the victim. Cleaning shop owner Alan McClellan, his pistol still in hand, had the first person report for WHB News.
"Plate glass went out of my store and come in and started hauling out clothes. And, of course, I couldn't get a hold to the police right then. And I was peeping out of my window, and I shot him. So he's on his way to the hospital. I don't know what might happen later on. I sure wish that we had some protection here. And I've been talking to people all day. I've been telling them that it's not the way to solve it, nothing. It's just we can't solve a thing this way. And there's a better way to go about it. And the robbing and looting is only hurting us, hurting the Negro people."
The violence was now a riot. Kansas City had lost its cool. Fires were dotting the East Kansas City skyline.
Fire Chief Halloran reports that fires are raging out of control in the area bounded by 36th and Prospect through 39th and Prospect. Fire Chief Halloran said that he has had to pull some of his units out of the area, some of the fire units.
Our newsman dispatched to General Hospital was keeping the casualty count.
Kansas City's General Hospital received victims of the violence throughout the night. Four were dead on arrival. One of these was a 12-year-old boy. A fifth was critically wounded and later died. Six were...
And at the Jackson County Courthouse, armed guards lined the hallways as the prosecutor and the magistrate court judge assured a terror-stricken city, a city suffering its first racial violence, that justice would not be blinded. Prosecutor Joe Teasdale had the facts.
The prosecuting attorney's office, the staff, about six of us, have been on duty all evening. And as the police bring in the arrested defendants, we are having them arraigned, and bonds are being set at $50,000.
And with the dawn, an on-the-scene inspection. WHB newsman Frank Benedict had the story.
By the dawn's early light, the scars and debris of a violence-torn night. Now, they're littering the sidewalk of Kansas City's east side, and they're crunching under the boots of National Guardsmen, standing on the street corners in groups of two or three. They're helping to keep the peace during the night that Mark Kansas...
Newsman Leif Williams was on duty at the police command post through the night and morning, anchoring our staff there, reporting for WHB listeners, and for the scores of top news stations, seeking the authoritative voice of someone on the scene.
Weary law enforcement officers have been in the process of changing shifts during the early morning hours as the Kansas City civil disorder tapered.
Yes, 15 persons injured in shooting incidents, 75 fires, and nearly 200 businesses looted. That's part of the tally in the Kansas City civil disorder of yesterday.
In the schools, the boiling pots of unrest again closed their doors.
This is Bailey Gardner speaking for the Kansas City, Missouri Board of Education and the superintendent of schools, Mr. James A. Hazlett. Making an announcement at this time that Central Senior High School...
Wednesday was to be the worst, but it was still early, and a state representative from the troubled east side, Henry Ross, had sharp word in the afternoon before a night of war.
Well, the first recommendation that I've made to the police department is to let the kids go to school in an orderly fashion without being harassed or...
Burning, looting, and shooting were the order of the night's disorder. A 300-man fire department, augmented by outside help, couldn't keep up. Chief John Wass talked with our man at the dispatcher's headquarters.
We've had at least 75 to 100 calls. We've had many more calls, and we've made runs because of the number of calls to the same location.
And the courts arraigned the accused, 991 before it was over, almost as fast as they were being brought in.
You Lowell Calvert?
Yes.
Lowell, you're charged with assault with intent to kill with a pistol at on or about the 10th of April, 1968.
Missouri Governor Warren Hearns cut short a pleasure trip to assess the grim business of violence in Kansas City. He toured the riot-ravaged area and then talked.
And I think they should try in every way to cooperate with them in order to preserve this law and order, because they're here for one purpose, not to hurt anybody. All they want to do is help...
And the police counted the casualties.
We have the latest estimate of wounded and injured from Public Information Officer Jim Harmon at police headquarters. At 5 a.m. this morning, the police were estimating 17 wounded, including five...
And the National Guard summoned more men.
Early this morning, the battalion that had been called in from central and eastern Missouri, the 175th Military Police Battalion, pulled into Kansas City.
And WHB broadcast appeals for calm. Football hero Fred the Hammer Williamson told his soul brothers to cool it.
This is Fred Williamson, better known as the Hammer. And I'm appealing to the Negro community. I'm appealing as a fellow Negro, a blood brother. Not as an Uncle Tom, because those of you who know me know that I'm not an Uncle Tom. But the fighting and shooting and looting that's going on in the Negro community is not necessary.
But while 97% of the city's Negro population was staying inside, the 3% outside were at war with the law. The fires multiplied, the fire department's manpower was beaten back by snipers and the firebomb tossers.
It's a vacant house that's right next to us. And we don't know, all of a sudden I smelled smoke, and when I went to the door to see what was going on, the house was just blazing all in the back.
The police chief at the command post told WHB News that outside agitation might be a factor.
There have been some stories circulated to that effect, and we are developing some information, and if such information is developed, and...
One concerned Kansas Cityan told WHB News, and then the city, his plan to help ease racial tension.
This evening, I called a few of my Negro friends, and I told them that I just was calling to say hello. And I asked them each to call several of their of white people and say hello to them, and ask each of them to call several Negroes and say hello. And the ones that I called that didn't know several white people, I gave them the names of some of my friends.
The next morning, a leading Kansas City clergyman expressed gratitude to a battle-weary police department.
And I think this way in which they have directed the authorities in the police department have acted has done much to keep our problems from becoming greater at this time.
And a housewife trying to offer her thanks to 3,000 weary National Guardsmen.
I have just spoken to the National Guard about inviting the men in our homes for Easter dinner.
And in the aftermath, the city councilman living in and representing the gutted ghetto chose WHB for his announcement of the call for an investigation.
I seriously questioned the necessity of throwing tear gas in a school church basement where children are congregated on a school ground where the principal and the teachers are addressing the pupils. I think an investigation should be made as to what it seems to me to have been poor judgment in the use of tear gas in many areas. Say seriously that I think that there should be a strenuous investigation made as to the use, indiscriminate use, of tear gas. I don't know as to whether the chief is responsible, whether the men in the...
Now Kansas Cityans must decide what happens next. What is to follow the city's Holy Week riots? A continuing developing story to be covered, to be reported in the same comprehensive manner as was the violence. Reports which we hope will meet with the same acclaim as our riot coverage, providing another example that the people's respect for our responsibility is justifiably invested in WHB, where the news comes first.
News comes first on WHB.